Shortly thereafter, he again drew on his past experiences, this time to write a novel, Burmese Days, which was published in 1934. Orwell's learnings in his youth were toward the anarchist side of the political spectrum, but he later modified his views and began to favor the socialist cause. This may have been influenced by an assignment he accepted to write a piece documenting poverty among unemployed miners in the north of England, which took the form of The Road to Wigan Pier, published in 1937. In 1936, after his travels among the miners of northern England, Orwell headed to Spain to fight on the side of Republicans who were battling the nationalists of Franco in the Spanish Civil War. Branded a counter-revolutionary by communists in Spain, who were supported by the Soviet Union, Orwell fled Spain to avoid being caught up in the purges of less-than-orthodox supporters of the Republican cause. After working on propaganda on behalf of the British Broadcasting Corporation, BBC, in the early 1940s, Orwell was named literary editor of a weekly left-wing magazine. He published Animal Farm in 1945. This fable of barnyard animals taking power from the humans served as an allegory of Stalin's subversion of the communist revolution in Russia and his betrayal, as Orwell saw it, of the socialist ideas under which it was launched. With the success of Animal Farm, Orwell was at last financially successful. He followed up his political allegory with the book for which he is perhaps most famous, 1984, released in 1949. With its powerful depiction of the nightmare of a futuristic totalitarian state run amok, Orwell cemented his place in literary history and added such words as Big Brother and Thought Police to the lexicon. The grimness of the novel, with its continual focus on the theme of impending death, might have owed something to Orwell's ill health at the time of its writing. His health deteriorated even further not long after the publication of 1984, and he died of tuberculosis in 1950. Setting. 1984 is set in the city of London, a part of Airstrip 1, which itself is a part of the superstate known as Oceania. London, and all of Oceania, is under the control of the Party, a totalitarian regime that rules over its citizens by force and fear. The working-class proles, the majority of the population, are left largely to their own devices, with any troublemakers among them eliminated by the Thought Police. Party members, on the other hand, are subject to constant surveillance via two-way telescreens and other methods in an effort to enforce orthodoxy and detect any potential challenge to the party in the form of thought crime. The city itself is decrepit and shabby as a result of the rocket bombs that constantly fall on the city and the party's single-minded focus on waging war and controlling its citizens, which leave few resources for improving the city's infrastructure or appearance. While 1984 represented the future to Orwell, writing in 1948, the structure of the totalitarian governments he described had a number of similarities to contemporary governments of his time, most closely resembling Soviet Russia under Stalin, but also Nazi Germany in some respects. Orwell's anticipation of technological developments allowing for the monitoring and surveillance of a population proved to be prescient, and the combination of his vision of advanced monitoring technology with a totalitarian government bent on maintaining and exercising its power at all costs paints a chilling picture of a future that is dystopian to the core. The citizens of London, outside the pampered members of the inner party, live lives that are stifled by the party's omnipresent monitoring and behavior enforcement. More than this, the party's dictates are designed at shattering the very foundations of traditional life, pitting children against parents and men against women. Romantic love is forbidden among party members, who are allowed to marry only for the purpose of procreation. Children are encouraged to join the spies and inform on their parents if they notice any unorthodox behavior.